Luke chapter 10 and verse number 1 through verse 3, and then we will go down to verse 17. Luke chapter 10 verse 1. After these things the Lord appointed other 70 also, sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. Can we just lift our hands and thank the Lord that our names are written in heaven? Ask him to have his way, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we're saved tonight, Lord. We've got a reason to rejoice. No matter how bad or sad it may be, Lord, we're saved to the uttermost. Praise you, Lord, for the privilege to know you as our personal Savior. You said, Lord, not to rejoice because the devils are subject or the spirits are subject, but rather rejoice because our names are written in heaven. We rejoice in that tonight, Lord. Have your way, Lord, and help us. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. You may be seated. I want to preach tonight on 70 lambs. Return back again. I want to talk to us along this lines right here. Jesus said, you're going out like lambs among wolves. He tells them a lot to do there and a lot of things. Heal the sick. Preach the kingdom of God. But the Bible says what got a hold to me is when I got to thinking about that scripture, I send you forth as lambs among wolves, and how defenseless this little lamb is among these wolves. How they can do nothing to protect themselves, and all 70 of them returned back. And not only did all 70 of them return back, they returned back with the joy and the victory. And I would like to preach to us tonight, amen, that no matter how hard it gets, God can protect us and bring us back safely. He can take us home safely. We can survive the storm. The song says, who will survive the storm that is raging? Who will be left when the battle is done? You know, we go through storms and we go through troubles and we go through trials in this life and we go through things, and I have looked at myself and I have said to myself, I don't think you'll make it through this one. I've been among wolves before. I've been in places where I didn't think that I would survive, that I would still be standing. And he sends out 70 and 70 came back. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us in John 17 that Jesus prayed and said, of the ones you've gave me, I have lost none of them except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And he was talking about Judas Iscariot that betrayed him. God can keep us in the most difficult battle. God can keep us safe. God can protect us. God can keep us safe and saved God can carry us through, and He's able to keep us. Somebody said you have to sin. I don't believe that. I don't believe that you have to sin. If you have to sin, then the Lord didn't complete His work on Calvary. And He said, it is finished. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Now we do sin. We all sin. We make mistakes. But we don't have to sin. I don't believe that the Bible teaches us that we have to, that there's no way we can keep from sinning. I know the Lord knows our weakness. Think of the weakness of this little lamb, not even a full-grown sheep. I know you've heard it mentioned before how sheep are some of the dumbest or the most lacking in intelligence of all creatures. And God relates us like sheep, and many times in the Scripture relates His people like sheep. The Bible tells us in Psalm 100 that we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Jesus relates to Himself as a shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd. Amen. Not only was it the fact that He came to Jewish people, that many of them was shepherd and their trade was shepherd for many years. Not only that, but humans, people are so much like sheep. But this ain't even a full-grown sheep. This is a little lamb among wolves. The wolves would no doubt tear this little lamb to pieces in a moment's time. He called 70 unto them and He said, go out into every city. He said, but I want you to know you're going to be like a little lamb among wolves. You know, in your work for God and your walk for God, it seems like sometimes you're so defenseless. Sometimes it seems like we have no rights. It seems like sometimes that everyone else has so much more strength than us on the other side. Lamb, a little lamb among wolves. I want you to get this picture tonight if you can in your mind. A little lamb walking through a pack of wolves. Doesn't that cause a great awareness in your mind and heart immediately? If you can think of a little lamb walking through a pack of wolves. Put yourself, you're that lamb, I'm that lamb. God has called us, amen, as a lamb among wolves. Surely He would give us or equip us. Yes, He does. Amen. But it's in supernatural ways. It's in ways that we could never imagine. And I'm going to preach tonight, if the Lord will help me for a little while, on 70 lambs return back again. All 70 came back again. Now I know it's a desire of our heart. I know any saint of God doesn't live for God very long until they ask themselves the question, will I make it? Will I make it home? Will I make it? I know I've got a desire. I know I long to, but will I make it? Will I make it? There have been songs that wrote about it. Amen. Preachers have preached about it. People have testified. People have prayed for years down through the ages. Oh, God. Amen. Let me make it home. Let me make it all the way. Keep me safe from the evil, from the fiery darts of the wicked. Songs like, keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. There's a race that I must run. There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour to be true. Keep me true, Lord Jesus. Other songs like, amen, you know, what is good if I gain the world and I lose my soul? More than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to make it. It seems like when we think about our Christian walk and our salvation, amen, in those terms, we don't want to even wrap our mind around the fact that we're a little lamb among wolves. Now I want to tell you tonight, amen, maybe your family, maybe your friends, maybe your co-workers, amen, regardless of whether you can relate to something tonight, you might could relate to a situation, your family or anything as I'm preaching, whether you can relate or anything come to your mind or not. Every child of God, whether it's on the workforce, whether it's family members, whether it's, amen, whoever it is, amen, you live for God. You're like a lamb in the midst of wolves. This world's not serving God. Amen. We live in a day and hour where, amen, they're not serving God. Society, amen, is not friendly. Oh God, help us! You know, we was at the doctor's office with the kids, and you know the doctor there's asking. I had Brianna, Brooklyn, and Evan in there, and she got to asking questions, you know, about different things, and like what's your favorite movie, you know, just all these different things, you know, stuff like that. She was just trying to, you know, get the kids to talk. I didn't feel hostile or anything like that. But Brianna, bless her heart, she had enough. She said, "We don't drink, smoke, or chew, or run with women that do." She said, "Well, that's good, Brianna." I mean, you know, she just asking questions, and you know, and she just had enough of it. She wanted to know where she stood. Amen. But a lamb among wolves. Lord help us. Amen. And but the world doesn't understand living for God. The world doesn't understand living for holiness. The world doesn't understand that lifestyle. They can't fathom, amen, raising your children, amen, in a peaceful, you know, way or anything. You know, they can't wrap their mind around it. You know, there's people that can't, that they couldn't even fathom going to church three times a week. Let alone like we are sometimes trying to find a revival somewhere to go again. You know, or a youth rally or something. Surely there's something going on we can go to church somewhere. And people can't even, you know, imagine going to church every Sunday morning or Sunday morning, let alone Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and prayer meeting, and Sunday school, and you know, I mean, always for the church. I can't tell you the people that, amen, got in church and their family would say, "Man, you're always at the church." But, you know, it's because of the mentality of the world. The broad way leadeth to destruction. And God help us. We're a lamb among wolves. Think about raising our children in the day and hour. I know it seems like we hear grandparents say it more. Oh, I can imagine the things that these little babies or children will face. Amen. But I'm preaching tonight on 70 lambs return back again. Hallelujah. All 70 of them went out. They was little lambs. Two lambs together in these packs of wolves, and all 70 of them came back. And they didn't just come back. They came back with joy and the victory. Hallelujah. And God can help us. Amen. You know, you wonder sometimes why we cower down. You know, a little lamb is so defenseless against a wolf. I'm telling you, I can walk out of church, no matter how I preach or whatever, go out there, and sometimes I can get in the most uncomfortable situation as far as witnessing or something. My heart feels like it's going to pump out of my chest. Just feel like the Spirit's saying, just ask them if they know the Lord. And you may never see this individual again. I mean, just feel such, so, y'all, am I the only one? I mean, at the bank or at the donut shop or, you know, where places we go all the time, you know? Walmart or something, you know, you just feel like saying something. You just feel such, I mean, just like so weak. A lamb. What is that little lamb among all them wolves? Even though we know we got the greatest thing. Even though we know that God is on our side. Amen. Many times we cower down because we realize our insignificance. We realize our lack of defense. We don't. What kind of defense does a lamb have to a pack of wolves? None. Zero. Except for the shepherd. Defenseless. And that's the way we are. But God help us. Amen. The Bible said in verse 9, "Behold, I give you power to tread." When they came back with joy, over tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus said, it will not hurt you. The lamb will survive the mission. Hallelujah. Amen. The lamb can make it through the mission. If we keep our mind made up and we're determined that we're going to make it, if we're determined we're going to go on, amen, the Bible said 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Amen, God can get a hold of the arrows that the devil shoots, amen, and blow them away. It seemed like some of y'all might remember this, but it made national news, or actually international news, because it was in Israel where they shot that rocket, and finally a news reporter reported it and it got out with that gust of wind. Amen. Because the Iron Dome had missed that rocket. I think it's been a year or so ago. It was that news report was, you know, floated around through email and everybody posted it and all that stuff. And I saw it where that gust of wind, where that whoever it was said, I witnessed, said as that rocket was coming, the Iron Dome system had failed, and said a big old gust of wind blew that rocket right down into the Mediterranean Sea. God was protecting His people, Israel. And I'm telling you, God can protect you. Amen. God can protect us. I think about times in my life, amen, that I know God has protected me. Some I cannot explain. I'm sure I'll find out when I get to heaven. Amen, but I know God has protected me. Amen, times when I've done things probably not so wise, maybe picked up somebody, carried them. I think about one instance where I felt like the Holy Ghost dealt with me. Amen, I'd carried this guy around some, didn't hardly know him, knew his girlfriend. You know, I was trying to get him to come to church. He called me one day and I felt, and it hit my, he might have had nothing to do with it. Might have been something else, but I remember I was on my way over there and the Holy Ghost told me, don't go pick that man up. You don't go get him. There's danger. I felt so strong that there was danger. And I didn't go. I just left it. And I don't know what happened or what it was. And it may have been nothing with him, maybe something else, but I know that God directed me. You know why? Because I'm just a little lamb. And they're wolves. Amen. I'm no match for the devil. You're no match for the devil. You might try, but you're no match for the devil. Amen. We're no match for the devil. We're no match for the demons of hell. Amen. But with the power of God and the direction of God, hallelujah. Amen. That's why that king said, surely one of you are my spies. Surely one of you is a spy for Israel. He said, ain't nobody a spy. Said Elisha the prophet, said he tells the king what you say in your bedchamber. Hallelujah. What was it? He'd try over here and God's people would be ready for him. He'd try over here and God's people would be ready for him. Finally, the king of Samaria, after two or three times being defeated, he thought he's going to win. He thought somebody was ratting off on him. Amen. What was it? God was protecting his lambs. Amen. And I want you to know all 70 of these came back. Amen. And whether you're a boy, girl, amen, man or woman, hallelujah, in this day and hour, we're no match for the devil nor his armies. But if we follow the Holy Ghost and we follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, sometimes it's a whisper in the ear. Don't go there. God is always ahead of the devil. Sometimes he's just one step ahead of the devil, but he's always ahead of the devil. That's why sometimes you feel him breathing down your back. Hallelujah. Y'all with me tonight? I'm preaching on lambs and wolves. Sometimes one step ahead of the devil, they was going to kill Peter, and they decided they put him up, you know, And they killed James. Herod killed James. And when he saw it pleased the Jews, God help us. Amen. When we get in a day and hour, hallelujah, where rulers want to please the crowd, amen, and please what is the popular or the pressure. Amen. God have mercy on that governor in Georgia who bowed to the pressure down there. I don't know if you heard about it. Amen. Bowed to the pressure and stood against God's word and stood with the gay and lesbian community when the legislature had passed that law. And I believe he had already said he had signed it. I don't know. I'm not getting into that. Amen. But when rulers, amen, and people bow to the pressure, my God, God have mercy on his soul. Amen. Because it's time for us to stand up. Amen. In this day and hour, God help us to stand up. Amen. You know what we're standing up against? A bunch of wolves. You know what we are? We're lambs. This causes such an awesome reality in my mind and heart of dependence on the Holy Ghost. What can we do to make an impact in people's life? Nothing without the Spirit of God and without God helping us and leading us. Amen. God will protect us though, and God will bring us home and bring us back. Will bring us through. Hallelujah. However you want to look at it. I know sometimes when we think about, amen, take us home, we think about heaven. Bring us back, maybe like back from, you know, from sin. Amen. But however you want to look at it. The Apostle Paul said, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft of the Jews 5 times, received I 40 stripes, save one. 39 stripes, hit him. He had it 5 times, whipped. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice was I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep, in journeyings often, perils of water, perils of robbers, perils of mine own countrymen, perils by the heathen, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, and perils in the sea, and perils among false brethren, weariness, painfulness, watchings often, hunger and thirst, and fastings often, and cold and nakedness, besides those things which are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of the churches. Look at this little lamb. Look at him. Look at this little lamb. He's saying, who's weak and I'm not weak? Who's offended and I'm burned not? I must needs glory. I will glory in the things which confirm my infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Which is blessed forevermore. Knoweth that I lie not. Hallelujah. In Damascus, the governor under Artius, the king, kept the city of the Damascens with a garrison, desires to apprehend me, and threw a window in a basket. I was let down the wall and escaped his hands. Wait a minute. This is the Apostle Paul. Surely God's going to give him the power to just wipe them out. Nobody can stand in front of him. No, he's nothing but a little lamb. And all of them are wolves. And I will tell you one thing. When they let him to get his head cut off, he broke loose from them and went and laid his head down. Historians tell us that. That when they led the Apostle Paul, amen, to be martyred, that he broke loose and ran and laid his head down. Hallelujah. He had the victory. Thank God. The Spirit told him, said, if you go to Rome, you'll never return. But he continued in Rome, continued in Caesar's house. I believe God created a church there. He wrote a letter to the Romans. Some of his letters that he wrote back to God's people, he said, the church of Caesar's household greet thee. What was it? He is in the right, in the middle. We was talking about Caesar today a little bit. Amen. No doubt the fall of the Roman Empire.
And all of that had to do with that wicked lifestyle they lived. And America's heading the same way, where they love blood, love to fight, love to kill. All those gladiators and things. But regardless of the fact, amen, we know that Daniel said, amen, that stone was cut out of the mount without hands. And he smote that image on the feet, which was iron mingled with clay, which represented the Roman Empire. And he smote that image in the feet. And that's what Jesus did. And said that stone inherited the earth and became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. That was Jesus Christ and his kingdom. And the Roman Empire fell. But you take the Apostle Paul, this little lamb, so full of the power of God, so full of the Holy Ghost, and God stuck him right in the middle of a bunch of wolves.
But he made it through. Now I want you to know God will bring us through. It may get worse than this world. Hallelujah. No doubt it will get worse. But nothing shall by any means hurt you. Three Hebrew children, they bound them and threw them in. And when they was throwing them in, it was killing the ones that was throwing them in. Hallelujah. Returned with the victory. Returned all the way. The Bible tells us, the Apostle Paul said, I suffered shipwreck. We know of one when he was out there, when he told him, said, amen, the Spirit told me not to sail. Amen, it will do much damage to this ship and to men's lives. They got out there and probably no doubt a hurricane. They named it Euroclodon. The Bible said that after a long absence, amen, Paul hid himself, but he came forth and he said, you should have listened to me and not loosed. He said, but I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Said, we're going to lose this ship, and nobody's going to lose their life. You know what Paul said? Hey, I don't have time to read it. He said, but the Lord told me, he gave me every one of you. I mean, you're talking about heathen Roman soldiers and everything. He said, God's given me all of them. I believe it's time we claim souls for God, claim our family, claim lost loved ones. He said, there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. There wasn't a bunch of wolves. It wasn't. When they was wrecking the Roman soldiers, some of them said, kill the prisoners. You know why they wanted to kill the prisoners? Because if one of those prisoners got loose, their life was gone. If they didn't deliver, Roman law was, if they didn't deliver that prisoner, then their life was going to be lost. So they wanted to kill him, but the centurion, which is the leader of the Roman guard, he willing to save Paul, wouldn't let him. Oh, God, help us. Here they are on this shipwreck. Amen. Wrecking on the rocks, the Bible said, willing to save Paul. Amen. Commanded them which could swim should cast them first into the sea and get to land, and the rest, some on board, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they all escaped to land. Let's do a head count. Bill, here. Frank, here. Bob, here. Willie, here. I mean, you know, come on. Jody, Miles, Mike.
Here.
We got another Mike. And we got another Mike. I mean, they're just going through it, you know. Well, everybody's here. Some of them barely made it. Some of them had a story to tell. I thought I was going under. I want you to know, old paths, when we get to the other shore, battered, torn, and weary, we'll gather on the streets of gold, maybe after 10,000 years. Call, somebody do a roll call. Here, 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 here. Here, oh God, help us. We made it, somebody said. Thank God we made it. Our feet have touched the streets of gold. I'm preaching 70 lambs returned back again. 70 lambs went out amongst a bunch of wolves and made it back. That's the power of God. It's the same power of God in our lives that'll carry us through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I read the story. World War II. They said that this ship was shot. They ran to the lifeboats. As many as could get on, got on the different lifeboats. Said the captain was on this lifeboat. So they was rowing out. And he said, "Men, I'm afraid I'm going to have to make one of you get off." Said, "This thing's about to sink." Said, "There's too many on here." They're begging him, "Please don't let us get off. Don't make us get off. We got to get out of here then." Here directly a man comes up. Said, "Let me on. Save me in the chilly waters of the Pacific Ocean." The captain says, "I've already threatened to throw some off because this lifeboat's going to sink." Said, "Get back." They pushed him back. Pushed him back towards his grave. Said, "Here directly, they're rowing again." He pops up. Said, "Please let me on board." They pushed him back time and time again. He pops up and grabs a hold of the boat. Said, the captain pulls off his knife and cuts the man's arms off. And says, "We can't." Said, "We'll lose all these lives for your life." Said, the man popped back up with his stubs. Threw them over and said, the captain, brokenhearted, said, "Come on board. Come on board. I want you to know it seems like I've had my hands cut off. It seems like I don't have nothing but stubs left. Amen. Oh, but I'm still going to try to make it. Hallelujah. And if you'll try and if you'll do everything you can, the devil can try to stop you in any way you can. But if you got a made up mind, he can't stop you. He can't stop you if you got your mind made up." And they said, "I've got a desire to serve the Lord. Let the Lord build on that desire." After all that Job went through. Now I'm coming to a close. After all that Job went through. In Job 42. I read this afternoon. And 42 and 16 says, after this. After what? After he lost everything. After he lost all his children. After he lost all his flocks, his everything, his livelihood. After he was sick unto death. After this lived Job 140 years. Lord, Job lived 140 years after he went through everything he went through. And saw his sons and his sons' sons even four generations. And Job died being old and full of days. The Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than the beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses. He all had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. And in all the land there were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. What happened? God carried him through. You might not think you can make it through those wolves. Amen. You can hear the hiss. It seems times that I've heard the hiss of the devil. Amen. You're not going to make it. You'll never survive. And I look at myself and see this little lamb. And see myself in my weak efforts. I think, man, you might be right. Hallelujah. But come on now. It didn't say 68 of them returned. It said 70 returned. Not 50 returned. That'd be pretty good. Not 35. Wouldn't that be 50%? Oh, Lord, help us. I know we live in a day and hour. It seems like we're in a great falling away and people are turning around. Amen. More than they should be turning. Amen. To God. I'll tell you what. They don't have to get a hold of us. We can make it through. The song said, "I'm going through, Jesus. I'm going through. Might have to have a pillow, a stone for a pillow like Jacob. But I'm going through, Jesus." Stand together with me tonight. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for this service and gathering here for a time of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, you little lamb.
Hallelujah. God can carry you through, protect you from the wolves, from the danger and harm. My Lord, help us tonight. Lord, as we're here in your house tonight, I know you dealt with me concerning this message. Maybe somebody's here and they're so surprised at the treatment they're getting. They're so surprised at the battle they're facing. They think, I never thought I'd have to face this. But oh God, you can protect that little lamb. Nothing shall by any means hurt that little lamb, even though there's wolves all around. God, I pray for your people tonight. Lord, I ask you to bless, help, touch, anoint, lift up, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's gather in these altars tonight.